Hey, a listener, this podcast contains some sensitive things that may or may not trigger you in a certain way. So listener discretion is advised.
To those who are new around here, welcome. To those who are not new around here, what is up? Home Skillet Biscuit.
Hey.
We seriously think we should record that. So she doesn't have to do every episode.
No, I really love it though.
We can do it again. In a sense that if we record it one time, and then the next time when it cuts in, and then she does the real thing
again.
Ask everybody to guess, like, was this recorded or was this was this recorded or is this now, right? As usual, welcome to the Donola Podcast. This is episode 72 of the Donola Podcast, where we talk about anything at all, and technically it's an improvised podcast, but we will bring in the improv later. You can send us your suggestions or like questions or like random topics you want us to talk about at Donola Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. I still can't be bothered to do our TikTok.
Really lah.
Yeah.
It takes too much effort.
And then you realize that TikTok doesn't appreciate effort.
Yeah.
Because the lowest effort gets the most views, which is fucking annoying. I hate it. There was literally a video that I saw because I do content for my company, right? And I'm in charge of TikTok, and I look through TikTok and basically be lazy about it, right? So one of these content was this girl just going, it's a get ready with me video.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. And all she said was, "Hi guys, get ready without me," and she just cuts off.
I'm sure people comment on that post and be like,
"It's where? There's easily 3 to 4 million likes,
bro." No, I would like that shit, bro. That is genius.
She literally just went, "Hi, get ready without me," and then the next video, she just the next cut is poop. She's gone, and I was like, 6 seconds video.
And yeah.
4 million likes and thousands of comments. And I was like, dude, what the fuck, bro?
I'll give you something else. Because I'm on TikTok a lot. It's great to like spend time and everything. Waste time, right? So there's this one account. I'm named Mary, though.
Okay.
So she's a culinary student.
Okay.
So all she does is, right, like she has this like skit at the, like a monologue at the start, like for 10 seconds of the video.
Okay.
And then it cuts to just a picture and it lasts for 1 minute.
Yo, that pisses me off so much.
What is happening? But also like it get attention. Like people are like, oh, what's happening?
And then
unhinged content.
Like I respect this. Like honestly, I respect this solely because a lot of people, right, they misconceive TikTok.
Yeah.
Right? They always think that, oh, we should put the most effort into TikTok because that's where the next platform is. But then eventually Instagram came out with Reels and turns out that that's the new platform, and then people started like, TikTok don't appreciate effort.
Yeah.
Someone called me a boomer because when they asked like, do you spend a lot of time on TikTok? I'm like, yeah, but my preferred social media platform will always be Facebook.
Fair enough.
And I was like, oh, Aziz, you're such a boomer. I'm like, is that boomer mentality?
Okay, okay. Time to defend yourself and justify why you prefer Facebook. Let's go.
So the only reason I use Facebook is obviously to buy and sell.
Yes, right? of course.
Fucking
addict.
Yeah. So then also because I just want to like see news content and stuff like that.
Yep.
And
on Facebook?
Facebook is where like because usually a lot of like companies, they pair it to their Instagram.
Yep.
Right.
So when they post on Instagram, it comes out on Facebook.
Yep.
But then on Facebook, there's a lot more information that comes out.
Yep.
Right? And you can go straight to the article and everything.
Correct.
So I still prefer Facebook compared to Instagram lah.
No, I agree.
But then,
I agree.
Fucking hell, I'm called like, am I a boomer just because of that?
You have to understand that now the dynamic between all the generations, right? Okay, we have Gen X, we have boomers, we have millennials, and we have 5 generations right now in this society. Okay, we've got the Gen Zs and the Alphas, the iPad children, which you deal with a lot.
Yes,
right.
Zoomers,
Zoomers also are Gen Zs.
Yeah, Zoomers are also like after Gen Zs, I think.
Just slightly after Gen Z, right? Yeah. So Gen Z is like what 95 onwards, and then after that the Zoomers come in, and then the TikTok kids, and then after that is the iPad children. Right, because at one point, Gen X parents and millennial parents just didn't know how to parent, right?
Right,
and that's why iPad children are here, right? Okay, so anyways, we live in a very surreal time where we have 5 to 6 generations within the society,
right?
And if you realize,
time to start a genocide, I guess.
Oh shit.
Isn't it already happening?
Yeah, but not here lah.
Not here lah. Yeah. You want it here lah.
I mean, like, no, I just want generational genocide.
Okay, generational. Yeah, genocide. Boomers go first.
Because this world is getting too small for five or six generations to live in one shot lah.
Yeah, and what I realized was that is one thing. Millennials do not get along with boomers. They respect the boomers for doing laying their foundations, but they fucking hate them because they destroyed the market.
Yeah.
Right? They destroyed the economy for everybody. Mm-hmm. Right? Everyone is suffering because of what boomers have done. Right? Through hard work and sheer determination, we have made enough money to fuck you over. Yeah. Right? And then we'll leave our millennial children with zero knowledge because we don't share with them. And then they will complain that we are the problem.
Yes.
Selective euthanasia.
Yes.
That's how I would start my genocide.
Ah,
my
okay.
generational genocide. Selective euthanasia. So
how?
My selective euthanasia is just me going around seeing an old person, just stabbing them.
Well, it's like good one. It's the good old person.
Mm-hmm. Only good person is a dead old person.
Correct. Has there ever been old people that has changed your life? Nope, not for me. Okay, anyways.
Mahade kat rumah dia.
Oh,
it starts with you.
He's like, apa nama? Kamu siapa? I'm senile. Fucking shit. Okay lah. I mean, like, I don't like wishing death upon people, but he should lah, actually. Like, it's about time lah. I mean, the queen is gone.
It's about time.
Right? It's the queen is gone. We had a nice funeral. Maybe think about your future and like maybe think about how you'll be celebrated. You get a nice funeral too.
Should have thought about like dying a hero instead of living long enough to become the villain.
Correct. Anyways, we were talking about the generations, right? So we don't like the boomers.
Yeah,
right? Millennials
don't
like the boomers.
What are you?
She's a millennial.
I'm a millennial.
Huh?
Me and Henry are millennials.
We are millennials, yeah. You're a millennial. What are you talking about? What the fuck, man?
Do we like boomers?
So I personally feel like we are dealing with boomers for the sake of dealing with boomers, which means that we say yes boss. But then at the back of everybody.
People pleasers.
Yeah, we know how to navigate around conflict. Mm. Kind of.
Wait, how's it? Are you millennial?
He is.
I don't know.
Are you a millennial?
I don't know. I lost count already.
He's what, 35?
Elder millennial.
In my day.
Maybe it's like a, there's a line there.
You know, in my time, shut up, Haziq, you're only 35.
Oh yeah, you are a millennial.
When we were from one, you're only from four, okay? You're the one bullying us. Now we're working together.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so what I realized was that because we have this relationship, the Zoomers and the Gen Zs have the same dynamic as the Millennials, but we don't like each other. However, we have learned to work mutually.
To hate on Gen Zs.
To hate on
Boomers.
Boomers.
Oh.
Gen Zs.
Oh,
yeah.
sorry. So
Gen Zs.
Millennials and Boomers work together to hate on...
No.
Millennials and Gen Z.
Yeah. Millennials do not like Boomers and Gen Z.
Okay.
Right? We really hate Gen Z, right? At one point in time, remember TikTok?
They tried to cancel
fucking Eminem? And then we just went like, okay, you die now, right? That was so stupid. Anyways, we have this common knowledge that Boomers should not be here.
Right.
Right, so we kind of like, I dislike you.
Yeah.
But we will learn to agree to disagree.
Right.
We will learn to live together and deal with each of our bullshit and fuck the boomers over.
Yeah.
Dude, just realized something. We millennials be fighting with two generations.
Yeah, we
boomers
are.
Boomers and Gen Z. It's like, okay, we've been fighting boomers and now like, okay, now we're fighting Gen Z.
You know what
like,
I don't get? Like really, really don't understand and will never get into it is where like, you know when the dating scene now is that the habit for the current dating scene is sliding into DMs?
Right.
I don't get that and I will never do it because like, so the whole idea of sliding into a DM is that so that other person can just check out your social media presence.
Right.
So they can judge you based on that.
Right.
So the better your social media presence is, the higher chance of you getting a response when you slide into that person's DM.
But that's like a cheap way to win though. Like you know what I mean? Like it's so easy for you to find out about another person. Which I don't like.
And that's why the dating scene, I won't say the dating scene lah, but the dating history of people is so, the dating history of certain people is so diverse because that's how they get dates.
Yeah. Signing through DMs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also, people don't ask for phone numbers anymore.
Yeah, they ask for IGs. So when I first started dating again, after that, like, everyone's just like, oh, how's it? You should slide into DMs. I'm like, what the fuck? Because when I was dating last time, I mean, I fucking sound so old.
Back in my day.
So it was face to face, like, okay, I would go. My favorite hunting ground is bookstores.
Oh.
And my favorite pickup line is just like hovering around the travel section, right? And then recommending them Tiziano Terzani's book. A fortune teller told me.
Okay.
So then I would hover around that, because if I'm like looking for a date, right? If I'm like bored, I'm looking for a date.
That's interesting.
I would hover around the travel section of bookstores, right. Borders, Kino, and everything, right? Uh-huh. And then, like, I would try to look for Tiziano Terzani's fortune teller told me. And there was like a girl was like looking at travel section as well. I'll be like, strike up conversation, and then I'll be like, oh, are you traveling somewhere? And then they'll be like, no, I'm just looking for a really nice travel book for like a travel soul and everything. And I'll be like, hey, you should try this book. And then she would like, oh, and then the conversation will go forward. Oh, and then I'll be like, oh, say, okay, can I get your number? And that's how it starts.
Damn.
Yeah. Right. Damn. Right. Okay. So there's a lot of interaction before that. And there's a lot of like, you can gauge that person's personality from the way she talks, what she does.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess. I mean, like, if you are at that time, you are together with her, you're already face to face. Technically, that's like a first date of everybody. Yeah.
As opposed to just sliding into someone's DM and
you
just
don't even know who he is.
You don't. You only have their online presence.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. Right. It's just like a mosaic of memories
and the facade.
And the facade.
That's true.
And then how you say hello, so like,
what am I doing?
Yeah.
What am I doing?
Oh, wait, what? Bubble gum or burn, like sugar?
You asking us or what?
No. That's a thing where like people ask like very direct. So are you bubble gum pink or toasted brown sugar or something? It's basically asking what's the color of your nipples.
Ew.
Oh,
yeah,
that's so gross.
I've seen people like post there like, oh, dating and all that. So like, oh, are you bubble gum pink? Oh, is it like pink or brown? There's something, it's something roasted or something. I don't remember.
What the fuck?
What if that person doesn't have nipples?
Yeah. Oh. Maybe she's a breast cancer survivor.
What if it's like green?
Yeah. Oh. No, I better get checked, man.
Yeah, basically, that's like, sometimes that's the opening. Sometimes it's like, oh, hey, what's up? So like, and then,
that automatically tells them what their intentions are. Lah.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, I don't have any color. I had a mastectomy.
Oh,
then after, right. No, ghost. Gone. What? No titties? The fuck is that bullshit? No titties?
Forgot I hear you, no titty bitch.
Yeah.
But breast cancer is not a joke.
Breast cancer is not a joke. Yes.
So that's what people are going for. That's like DM and then just like being so unhinged.
That is weird.
So weird.
Oh, that's weird. Okay, so let me tell you how my dating history is like.
Okay, let's
I had a lot of dating apps at one point.
What's your favorite?
My favorite? Depends on the intention.
Grindr. Okay.
Huh? Grindr.
The sandwich app?
Subway.
Well, there's no buns, more like sausage.
Give me the best subs. Okay, my favorite app would have to be Coffee Meets Bagel.
Oh, yeah, I had
so
those.
Coffee Meets, oh, so I've been on 4, right? At one point, I was so desperate, I went on 5.
What are the 5?
Okay, so I give
so
you the 5.
So there's Tinder,
OkCupid.
Yeah. Isn't OkCupid like behind a paywall?
Not any, back when I was using it, no.
No.
Yeah, back when I was using it.
No. My friend got married with a guy she met through OkCupid.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah. I always thought that OkCupid was like sus.
It is. Let me tell you why.
Never tried. Yeah. So please.
Okay, let me tell you why. Okay. So then what else? I had Bumble.
Okay. Oh, Bumble.
So it was Tinder, OkCupid, Bumble,
Coffee Meets Bagel.
Coffee Meets Bagel.
And the last one is the shout out to all my Chinese people, Tan Tan.
Tan Tan!
Wait!
We are small!
Is it exclusively for Chinese? Yes. Or like, oh.
Oh yeah, it's a full-on Chinese app. Like, they start writing in Mandarin and I'm like, yeah, I don't speak Chinese, and then I get ghosted. Then I was like, yeah, I don't have value here. So I stopped.
Okay.
Yeah, but that was only at the point where I was like fucking desperate for something else, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so
I want the shelter I am.
Kukuchiao. Anyways, so Tinder, from what I realized was a hookup app. Oh. As I always remember it. So when I had my first date with a Tinder date, it didn't go anywhere, and that was annoying. And also because at first I thought Tinder was a proper dating app where you could find fulfilling, like, what, and then you realize that these two white bitches were like, I mean, just wanna fuck.
Yeah, but it was supposed to be like, you know, a wholesome dating app before.
How, I don't know what changed.
That's how OnlyFans started out, or something wholesome.
Yeah. We want to show you, what, how do you show porn tastefully, you tell me? How do you show porn tastefully?
It wasn't even supposed to be for like selling nudes or videos of nudity.
It's like a Patreon for content creators, essentially.
Yeah. Mm.
But people make millions. People make thousands.
And then, so the funny thing about OnlyFans was that, like, memang it started out as something wholesome,
right.
Something clean, and it turned into something dirty. And then at one point, they came out with a press conference saying that we'll ban
porn stars,
pornographic content, because our app wasn't created for this. And then you could see, like,
the stock drop.
Yeah. The value of the of OnlyFans drop, and they were like, okay, just kidding.
Keep
your dirty shit, you degenerates.
Okay, fine, feet pics, fine, okay. Nothing more than that, okay?
Have you heard of Field?
No.
F-E-E-L-D?
No.
Okay,
I
so it's a new it's a new app specifically
for feet people.
For hookups.
Oh,
nice.
But across the board, so swingers.
Swingers.
I had a lot of swinger accounts on OkCupid.
Threesomes, bondage, whatever, like whatever fulfills your sexual fantasy.
Interesting.
Is Field.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. I never knew about this app. I shouldn't know about this app. So to answer your question in terms of like,
which
is my preferred one, it really depends on, I don't have a favorite.
Okay.
Okay. That's so if I want to hook up, there's two apps that I used last time.
Tinder
and OkCupid. Hmm. Because in OkCupid you have four options.
Okay.
Friendship.
Yep.
Relationship.
Okay.
Marriage.
Okay.
And casual sex.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And I would just, you know where I set my settings to, lah.
Marriage,
No.
Oh. my bad.
But yes, at one point of time, I thought OkCupid was a place to. So basically, what happened was that it happened in phases for me, right? Tinder, I lost hope on Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
I went to OkCupid. I lost hope on OkCupid. I went to Coffee Meets Bagel. I lost hope for a while with Coffee Meets Bagel. I went to Bumble.
So I helped out a friend. So I have a friend. So she was on the dating scene for a while, and she has Tinder. So I was curious what it is on the from the girl's perspective, lah.
Right.
On the girl's side, right.
Right.
So I just started scrolling for her, like saying, "Fucking a lot of nice, good-looking guys, eh?"
Yeah. But their intention not pure, lah.
Yeah, they just want
to
fuck.
They just want to fuck. Which to me.
And that's
Yeah, I would still argue that that's what Tinder has become, and that's what Tinder should be, right? You can always find other meaningful connections through plenty of fish, if you want.
Or what is that? Is that
no? Plenty of Fish is like a American, very famous American website for dating.
Oh,
Plenty of Fish. But I used it once, and I was like, yeah, nobody uses it here.
Yeah.
But essentially, yeah. So like, to depend on that, the tool that's for my hookups. For really meaningful conversations or really meaningful relationships, I'll go to Coffee Meets Bagel.
I do agree on that.
I met Wanchi through Coffee Meets Bagel. So like, here we are now. So
interesting.
Yeah. She lied to me on the profile though. She said she loves hiking, but I've never went hiking with her before.
Oh shit. Okay, talking about that.
Yeah.
Talking about like girls when they say like they think that guys are like
attracted
to women who like the outdoors.
Ooh.
So I had my ex colleague. She was on Coffee Meets Bagel juga.
Right.
And then she would say things like that lah. Oh, I'll go to the gym, I go hiking and shit like that. Fucking liar. Absolute fucking liar. Like goes hiking for 10 minutes and just like drops dead.
Oh.
You know, starts complaining and bitching all the way.
Are we there yet?
I mean, we're even hiking. We're just like climbing up Bangsa Telawi.
What the fuck, bro? Wah, kebun-kebun. Okay.
But yeah.
Azrina, since you asked us that question, what is your go-to app?
Bumble.
Oh.
Bumble. Hmm. I used Coffee Meets Bagel before, but I guess they ask for more money.
Yeah, they do.
And then it's just limit of you scrolling down or swipe, yeah. And then you have this certain number, like probably 20.
Yeah, you have 20 swipes per day. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. Right. And then you're just like, oh, that's it, and you have to wait 24
And you have to
hours.
Wait for somebody to match, exactly. To match you. And then like, well, that's my... Basically, I had a routine back then, right?
Right.
With Coffee Meets Bagel, was every morning I wake up and I'll swipe after it refreshes, right? After I'm done swiping, it's like, okay, I'll just leave it. And yeah. Then if I have a match, then I'll talk about it. And their notifications are so slow.
Very much so.
You wouldn't even know that she's texted you until you decide to open the app.
Yeah, open the app. Which app has the time limit?
I think Bumble also.
Bumble, you have 12 hours to initiate contact. 24 hours?
24.
After the match, right?
Yeah.
After you match, you can
extend it if you're like interested with that person. But that person, because girls has to initiate first.
Yes,
like we have to text first.
Yes, yes.
So if the guy is interested in you, probably they extend. Probably like, oh yeah, he's interested. So you just say hi.
I know lah. Like dating apps, like for me, it's very catfishy. Because what happened to me was, there was this one time where I was using Tinder and I swiped with a girl and then quite pretty lah.
Mm.
And then a few weeks later, went to my friend's birthday party, saw the same girl.
Looks different.
Fucking different.
Oh.
But I knew it was her because I confronted her about it.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, is this you? And she's like, yeah, it's me. Oh, we matched. I'm like, not anymore.
Oh, shit. That was brutal.
Oh.
And I unmatched in front of
but
her.
But what? Like,
you lied
like
to my face.
Filter or what?
It was total filter.
Okay.
And like, I'm pretty sure it's angles all the way.
Of course.
Yeah, like, camera angles all the way.
Because you're selling yourself, actually. So technically, you're selling yourself.
Yeah. I'm like, then I think she took it kind of hard because like she complained to my friend and then my friend was like, Hezzy, why would you do that? I'm like, bro, if you catfish, suffer the consequences.
Fair. That's fair. I mean, even it's applied for guys as well, you know.
Mm.
But for me, like, guys generally do not hide anything. There's nothing to hide.
What you see is what you get.
Yeah, yeah, honestly. And the one thing I don't like about sliding to DMs is that you take away the mystery of knowing the person.
Because you have pre-notion about who that person is.
Correct. And then the expectations would be this, and the crash from the expectations would be a very steep fall. Whereas for online dating, if you don't start into DMs,
you have no idea.
Yeah, you have no idea, right? And you only know her, you only know him or her through that profile, like whatever that he said or she has said in that profile, like that one paragraph, right? And then when you meet the person, as you continue on knowing the person, that's when you start realizing like, oh, whether she's actually a match for you or not actually, right? But when you slide into DMs, this is my argument, right? Obviously, anybody who is listening to this can actually debate on this with me. I will let Hazik talk about it. I will just sit there.
What?
about why online dating and sliding to DMs are...
I don't know. It's just a pet peeve for me. Like, it's just online dating and sliding to DMs, like, there's no...
There's no human connection.
There's no human connection.
Yeah, right.
Do we have that anymore?
We don't have it anymore.
And that's why the new research has come out about the dating scene, everything, mental health for people, blah 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 blah.
No, there's no such thing as actually people going to like doing what Hazik does, which is like look for a book. Right.
But if I tell this story to people, they're like, oh, Hazik, you're a sexual predator.
Sure.
We all have needs.
Yeah, that to be fair. It used to be done way before, and back then it was even worse. Imagine back when
MSN, Tibo.
No, not only MSN. Also, Facebook. Like when you're going out face to face and you see this girl that you like, and all you do is stare until she gets your attention.
Yeah.
And then you walk over to her, and you're like, "Hey, can I buy you a drink?" Right.
I feel that's more intimidating, actually.
Yeah, and like that's exactly what I mean, right? But that's such a Western notion that people tried to do it, and some people it worked.
Yeah.
Right. But when online dating came into the scene, you take away that whole thing because essentially the connection is made through the app.
Yeah.
Weirdest way of connecting with a guy.
Mm.
Weirdest way?
Yeah. Because I have mine. I have like
with
one.
A guy?
No, with a girl. But weirdest way
it's always at the airport for me.
At the airport?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
How many times has this happened? It's always at the airport.
It's always at the airport.
I have to catch a flight. God damn it.
Cause I travel myself a lot.
Yeah.
So I would just like sit by the corner by myself and all that. So there's always a white guy. There's always like just looks at me and like, hey, you're alone. And then I'm from Australia. Do come over if you're free. I was like,
do
who is this person?
Over if you're free.
The most the creepiest thing. Okay, if this is a movie, probably this is so wholesome. This is like, oh my god, so romantic.
Yeah.
I was like very 50 Shades, but like I did not share any information except for like, okay, I was holding my passport, my boarding passport. Wait, this person can see my name.
Yeah.
And then I was like, few hours later, I got like Facebook request by that person. Like, how this person know my Facebook?
Yeah, because you're in the vicinity. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, people you may know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we don't know anybody.
Oh, that's true.
There's no mutual
Facebook,
friends.
You weird.
So basically how it works is that, you know how a lot of people are like, Google's listening to us.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, it's not true. Essentially, it's because, like, let's say you and I, we
you
have common interests.
Yeah.
Right? But I've never searched about it on my phone. But because you search about it on your phone, our phones are in the vicinity of each other.
Uh-huh.
And somehow our algorithms will match. And it will start suggesting to you, hey, before this, you were talking about this with a friend of yours, but you've never searched it before. Your friend has searched it before. So here it is.
But then,
so that's how it works.
So but they still hear the conversation.
They don't hear the conversation
then,
at all.
Then,
but it's because your phone has information about that thing that we were talking about at that point in time.
Ooh.
But my phone doesn't have it, right?
Okay.
But because we are in close proximity of each other, Google matches your suggestions based on the vicinity of your phones.
So it's basically like
your privacy data. That's the thing. So he's sharing whatever that you've found to me as well.
Mm.
So then after that you go like, what the fuck? I didn't search about this before, and suddenly the ad pops up. It's because you have searched for it before. You have searched for it before.
Oh, yeah,
somebody
definitely.
Within the area has searched for it before.
What is fucking dangerous, bro?
It is.
So that's, I would assume that is how Facebook kind of matched you with that guy.
Most probably, yeah.
Yeah, so that's how Google actually works. Instead of having white people wearing tinfoil hats going like, he's listening to you, man, he's listening to you, like that. Yeah, it doesn't work like that.
I thought it was being talk. No, that was
okay,
the first
thing. Okay, so, let me rephrase my question. Weirdest where you've met a guy, weirdest place you've met a guy and gone out on, like,
A date. Or one night stand. Or
It doesn't have to be.
Can't think of any except maybe for like in a bar, like an airport.
in the bar. So the guy hits up on on you.
Yeah, just like of course the classic, like, this person bought you a drink.
Right.
And then, and I'm like, you know, drinks are expensive.
It is.
So you're just like, oh, take it. And then of course he approached, hey, what's your name? I'm like, he's kind of cute. And that's basically it. That's not the weirdest place, but I would say, yeah.
The airport.
Weirdest place is the airport.
Yeah. Weirdest way is the airport.
I don't have weird places. I don't know.
You?
Me.
I've never actually
had a proper like dating upbringing where I like go out and like, hey, buy you a drink kind of thing. The club, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about you? I'm curious now because you have something to
say.
Yes,
you have something, yeah.
That eyes.
The Affin Bank in the story goes. So it was Affin Bank in Kelana Jaya lah.
Okay.
The Affin Bank in Kelana Jaya.
Okay. And you were making a fixed deposit?
No. Mm. I was trying to fix my loan repayment for a car. My previous car lah. So I went up to the counter and this girl behind the counter, like, her face looked like she didn't want to be there at all.
Right.
And like every guy that would go up to her, like, okay, jap, Azrina, I didn't always look like this. I was cute as fuck. Okay. I'll show you pictures. He was cute as fuck.
Okay.
Right. He was.
You were dressing up.
And I used to dress up for work.
Okay. Right.
So
you did. I bumped into you in Publica a few times when you were with UEM. I hope that it was during the same time when you were working.
Yeah. So I was waiting behind the counter. I was waiting for my turn.
Mm.
So I noticed that the guy in front of me who was talking to her was basically hitting on her like damn hard. Like, oh, you dah kahwin ke apa benda semua, shit like that lah.
She cute?
She was quite pretty.
Okay. Pretty. Oh, pretty.
Yeah, pretty.
She was an 8 or a 9.
She was, you know, one of those like macam like she wasn't cute as in like she was you're so cute. But she was pretty as in like one of those like Malay girls that like, you know, she was brought up right.
Okay.
Or brought up well.
Okay.
Okay.
You know.
Mm.
So clean face, nice body.
God fearing woman.
Not really. So free hair lah.
Okay.
So but this guy was hitting on her, and I know for like I know that like I think she got hit on by a few other guys after that.
And she got
before she got annoyed. Yeah.
So she got annoyed. But so by that time her face was black as fuck.
Mm. Okay.
So by
understandable.
The time I got there, so I'm like, I need to fix my loan tau. So I needed her help. You know? Because I don't want to pay premiums for bullshit.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
So I was like, fuck, okay. By the time like I get to her, right, she's already tired of this guy in front of me. So then I was like thinking, shit, I need help. Like, can I just like get someone else to deal with me who has a better mood, you know, who's in a better mood.
Mm.
So I was like, okay, think as it, how are you going to save this situation? Because you really need to fix your loan. Okay, so it gets to me and I'm like, I put on my best smile, no bullshit, straight to the point, everything, like my little smirk and everything. So she's like, okay, so she softens
Lady
up.
Killer.
She softens up a bit.
Uh-huh.
Right, she softens up a bit. And she goes like, okay, let me help you out with this.
Nice.
Okay. So I put on my best American accent, smile.
Could you direct me to the nearest station to Ampang Park?
I have my little, nice little lisp, you know, when I'm talking to girls. Kind of has like a shish kind of thing. I don't know. Girls find it attractive.
Yeah, shesadik, okay.
But it's not like, it's like, shesadik is like, terima kasih semua.
Okay, not that extent. But
saya nak pergi penjara.
This ain't Texas.
So she softens up a bit. She's like, okay, I'm going to help you with this. And I'm like, I'm so, thank you so, so much. You really made my day.
Oh, right.
And then she goes, okay, done deal. Done deal. I chow. I take my Grab. Cause my car accident, so like I had to ni lah. And then a few days later, I get a text from a random number. It's like, hi, Mr. Aziz. Like, I'm getting, and this is at like 11 at night. Okay, 11 at night after working hours, I get this text. I'm like, hi, Aziz. This is so and so from Muffin Bank.
Right.
We're dealing with your situation right now and everything. And it's from personal number, and I'm like, shouldn't you be, this is like 11 at night, do you always text guys to help them fix their car loads and shit like that 11 at night? And she's like, oh no, only just you. Just you. And then we started talking to her on a few days. She's a single mother and everything.
Oh.
Yeah, so basically like, she knows she's hot. She knows she looks good.
Mm.
So
just waiting for the right person.
We love that.
So she has to put on a face every day at work because colleagues and customers hit on her every single day.
Ay, ay, ay.
And then I asked her like, so why did you decide to like text me?
You didn't flirt with me.
Because you didn't flirt with me and you were very polite.
Mm.
So, she's an Aries for sure.
So I am under the impression that it had nothing to do with my looks, nothing to do with like how nicely I tried to portray myself. Yeah. Right. It's just that like,
because like, you were not giving her a hard time in the bank.
Because I wasn't giving her a hard time in the bank.
So you're telling me right now, if I see a pretty banker,
just straight to the point.
Just go straight to the point and say, I want to do my car loan.
Yeah.
And smile. And instantly 2 days later, someone texts you back and it's a banker.
Yeah. But make sure that person is like pretty and being hit on by people, and then you're the only person who did not do that.
That's a lot of conditions that has to be met before that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, so speaking of that, in that kind of same line, I've had, man, I hate this. So I've
stories
had friends,
comes out.
Right. Who say like, hey, back when I was single, hey, there's someone that I'd like you to meet.
So you really?
No, I get really like excited when I hear people's like dating stories. I just like I love it.
Right? Right? And I'm like, okay, what for? It's like, well, it could be a date. I'm just like, and the words are, it could be a date, right? And I was like, it could be a date. Okay, that sounds good. Like, okay, to try, I'm single. So I go and meet the girl. And guess what happens?
What?
She's trying to sell me fucking insurance.
Oh, lama. Got me a first half, not gonna lie.
Oh my god.
And every, it could be worse. It could be lem.
And every time it followed up, it would always be like, hey, have you thought about the plan yet? I'm like, motherfuck, man. Oh. And it is such a huge turn off for me, right? Like, I get it. But also at the same time, I'm like, damn, you leverage on your looks to kind of like get that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I mean, you do you, but at the same time, I feel a little bit cheated on.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I'm like, what? That's it? What the fuck? You could have just told me that you wanted me to buy insurance from you. Yeah. Like my friend could have just said that, hey, I know an insurance agent. Just listen to her for a while, and whether you want it or not, just deal with her for a while, right? I would rather have that. So nowadays, whenever I have somebody who does this, it's either two things. If I'm close to you, I'll help you. Mm-hmm. If I'm not even close to you and you say like, hey, I need help, I need to find clients, I'll be like, okay, I'll think about it. I'll never reply you back.
Okay.
I used to get that a lot, right? When people like would approach me to sell insurance, but they're upfront about it, lah. Yeah, it's not like that, lah.
Bro.
They're upfront about it. So what I do is, so I was working at UM Sunrise last time, right? Yep. So I would like be close to the sales and marketing team. So I would pick and choose like projects, certain projects that they're trying to sell, just in the back of my mind. So every time someone comes up to me for insurance, right, I will counter offer with selling them a house. Okay, I'll take your insurance, but check this house out. Check this unit out.
Interesting. You know?
So okay, I buy insurance from you, but you buy this house. And then
but the premiums are not the same.
9 times out of 10 they'll be like, but this isn't like a fair trade off.
Yeah, because
one, you're just paying like X amount for like an insurance, monthly insurance payment.
Yep.
And I have to pay like fucking $4,000 for a house every
month.
Yeah. For 30 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they tell them, guy or girl, but you get a customer for your insurance. Yeah. Oh. So, 9 times out of 10, it's a really, really nice conversation. Huh. It's funny.
Information sharing.
And I don't have to commit myself to insurance.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
But the 1 time out of 10, like, someone actually wants to buy that unit as a trade-off for me getting insurance.
Do you get commission from it?
I can.
Oh,
but it's basically just for me to, like, waste that person's time.
That's fucking genius. You should have thought about that. Yeah. I should have found a M-way scheme.
Just,
I would sell you this insurance. Oh sure, in return, can I get you 2 bags of chia seeds?
Do you know how I get out of those National Kidney Foundation, UNICEF people on the streets?
No.
WWF kind
of. WWF people that come up to you and say, hey, would you like to donate? So I used to donate to National Kidney Foundation, WWF and UNICEF.
Okay.
Right. And it's like, it's just 10 ringgit a month or something like that. So for three organizations, it's like, three NGOs, it's like 30 ringgit.
Yep.
Nothing much. National Kidney Foundation, National Cancer
Society.
Society I support National Cancer Society because both my parents have cancer.
Right.
Okay. They survive. Okay.
Right.
So I just try to, WWF because animals.
Mm. Of course.
Mm. And
elephants.
UNICEF because like children, I guess.
Oh, I mean, look at you. They're down.
You hate seeing a black kid with flies all over him, right?
Oh, no.
Yeah. So,
have flies on me instead.
Oh, no. UNICEF because I used to date one of the managing directors for UNICEF. Holy fuck.
Sorry. Interesting.
We would not let that slip, Azmina. What the fuck? Okay, go on.
Okay, sorry.
So, UNICEF because I dated the managing director for one of the UN...
A managing director.
Yeah.
Oh.
MD ke MD lah.
MD.
So,
how interesting. Right. Okay.
So okay lah, fine. So then at one point,
so
like,
do you know where the children are?
Do you know where children are at this hour?
Nope.
So then at one point, there was these three organizations. They can naikkan harga tau, tapi takkan bagi tahu you.
Oh shit.
They won't tell you. Oh,
they won't tell you.
Fucked up.
So but maybe like newsletter pun tak ada.
I think newsletter ada something, okay. But it always goes into spam.
Yeah.
Of course.
It does. It does.
So then I would use that. And they come up to me and say like, hi, would you like to donate? So I have donated. But since you're wasting my time, let me waste yours.
Oh, shit.
Right?
Let's go.
So I will tell them that they increase the rates and everything. Can you call someone now? Can you call someone now and check? Oh no, I'm just no. You work for this point. You call now and you check. Why they increase but never told me. Like, oh, that's an internal matter. Maybe you can call this man. No. But you're working with them. You call lah. And I would be there with them for like 10 to 15 minutes, right? Just like giving anxiety to this kid. Because these are all kids straight out of high school training and shit like that, right?
They don't know anything.
All they have to do is just like get signatures or get people to commit to. Yeah.
Say what you have to say.
And these are kids that I've never worked before and everything, right? And the anxiety I give them, right, is fucking beautiful, bro.
Oh, no, a sadist.
At one point, they start breaking one their voices. Started like breaking down. Like, I'm really sorry, sir. I don't know how to help you.
No. I feel bad for those kids.
And because I used to work at Publica, and I would see them all the time.
Oh, no.
And starting from then on, like, word would spread.
And they won't come to Publica anymore.
No, they would just avoid me.
Oh, they know who you are.
I had created a reputation for myself.
Oh, wow. Such a Taylor Swift moment.
Among NGOs that are looking for donations. In Publica.
So you're telling me that there's a secret council in Publica of this. There's a network of people.
They would meet each other, their kids, they meet each other, they're working the same street, working the same lorong.
Word spread. You know,
So like they would talk to each other, say hello, and then I think their mutual experience of me would be passed around, right?
That's
so
genius.
Starting from then on, after like I broke one, I annoyed two, I gave anxiety to three. Whenever they see me, like they would give me a wide berth.
Oh.
Nice.
And I would never be bugged ever again.
That's amazing.
And my colleagues would ask, like, well, Hazik, why don't they ask you? They did once.
Okay.
You Hazik, give them hell.
Maybe I should do this, but maybe I'll pay you like a stipend. You help me go to UOB and ask them to stop fucking selling me their card because I already have them. You know those Wan Utama Mid Valley?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They'll be there, right? And like, hi, sir. Hi, sir. Get the UOB One card, and if you use certain transaction, you'll be able to get a bag.
Free luggage bag.
Free luggage bag. First of all, it's not a good trade-off because your interest rate is fucking high if you get late payment.
Oh.
And then your annual fees, you don't know, you never check, right? They never tell you about it unless you ask, right? So it's not really a good trade-off. It's like, hey, we will charge you this significant amount for your annual fee, but here's a luggage bag.
Hey,
tapi you already use a UOB card.
I do.
So just take it out and say, I already have one.
I did it once.
And then what did they say? Like, oh, another one?
No, they just didn't know how to respond because I don't think they were expecting people to like show them the card and go like, I've already signed up.
Oh.
Because they are expecting people to go like, okay, I'll sign up. Not, I've already signed up. And he's like, my fucking KPI.
Oh, yeah.
But your method is you already have a card. So it's not a problem for you. It's for people who don't have a card that need something to just like either annoy the fuck out of them or
let's
just
start
like,
a service.
Oh, and then the one time like when I was with, this is with my previous ex lah.
Yeah.
Back when I was young and stupid, what I would do is when people ask me like, hey, sir, would you like to sign up for this? I would start screaming.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I would start screaming.
Like,
and then she would
publicly?
Oh my God.
I was just like, ah! I start running away.
Shit,
and
man.
Then she would get so annoyed. Shout out to Hirula. Like, fucking hilarious. But like, she would be like, you know what? This is why I hate going to malls when there are like sales people around because you will start screaming randomly and you will freak everyone out.
I like how those people approach you guys but never me. Because one, I look like a freaking child, even in my 30s.
Nice. Yeah.
So like I always dress down. Like I don't give a shit. I don't like dressing up for malls because those people will be like, hi, are you a student? Do you have a credit card? And they were just like, I just walk past by and then they look at me and were like, definitely not my potential client. I'm not their target. So I was like,
I'm 31.
Yeah, I have a job.
I have a school teacher.
I was like, and then this like, I remember WWF, you want to sign? I was like, oh, can I get my mom's permission?
Oh!
Okay.
I did that once when I was with the ex I mentioned before, like, I started screaming. So I was in my like mid-20s or something like that,
right.
But I still look damn young.
Right.
So what I would do whenever. So what I would do is, like, I have no joke, like, I look damn young. And I was, that time I was like super, like, skinny and shit like that. So I looked like a school kid though.
Right.
So what I do is, every time we would go to a place where it's crowded, I would prank her by saying loudly, like, oh, thank you, baby, for like buying me tickets to this. And what time do you work tomorrow? But we have to go back after this because I have school.
Oh damn! And the amount of stares you would get, right? The amount of stares you would get from that conversation, right? And it would bug the fuck out of her.
But she took it like a champ, lah.
She took it like a champ, lah. Okay, like like, credit to her, lah. Like, she was a fucking champ, lah.
Yeah, oh my god. I cannot imagine if you were in that situation. I'd be like, oh.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if like, some of us would, like imagine you were dating a guy and you just went, like,
you got school tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks, daddy. I got school tomorrow.
Oh, damn, I cannot imagine.
Yeah, yeah. I would be like, that would stare. That's fun.
Shout out to her, lah.
That's so damn good, lah. You know, you guys have a very good leverage because you guys look young, and then you can get away with it.
Not anymore, lah.
Yeah, well, I
still am.
Yeah, they knew for a fact that I was fresh meat every time I walk into the shopping mall. Mm-hmm. Without fail, guys, without fail.
You do look that kind of rich uncle, though.
Do I? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but my fucking bank account doesn't show it. God damn it.
You have that facade, like, oh, very clean cut Chinese man.
I bet he's rich. I'm not. I'm barely B40, bro.
Oh, damn. This is my all.
This, I don't even know how I survive.
I mean, we all try to survive here.
Do we?
End the world now.
Oh, amazing news for yesterday, Azrina.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Fucking 31 songs, huh?
What
31
the hell?
Songs.
31 songs.
What I found extra interesting was because you shared about this this morning, was that she got, because it's called the Tortured Poet Society,
yes,
right?
Yes, correct.
Department.
Tortured Poets Department. Right?
Which she paired up with Dead Poets Society.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's fucking brilliant. Was yes. Kevin Bacon and who, right?
There
was
Ethan Hawke?
Ethan Hawke.
And that another guy that's from, in
from
the movie.
From Dead Poets Society. Yeah. And I was like, oh, what the fuck?
Exactly.
I'm like, holy shit, that is so good. Okay. I need to get my pop culture correct. Dead Poet Society is...
Oh, Captain My Captain?
Yeah.
Oh, Captain okay, yep, My
yep,
Captain.
That's a correct one. Yes, yeah. That's a correct one. Yep.
Dude.
If Robin Williams is still alive, imagine, oh my God.
He's going to be there, though, for sure.
Oh my God.
So what's the story now? What's the timeline of events? So this is about Taylor Swift dropping her new album, The Tortured Poets Department.
Yep.
Okay.
So she... What happened, as you know? She released...
she released Monday, right? One album because, like, in her post, what she's been promoting is this one album that has 16 songs.
Right.
So the list came out like beforehand. Everybody knows the title already, but we don't know how it sounds like. So 12 p.m. yesterday, which is 12 a.m. in
their
the U.S.
Time.
Yeah, their time. So we look into it, like 16 songs. Yeah, great. And then 2 hours later, like, oh, surprise! I have another 15 songs.
Jeez.
That you know, like after, but it's very cathartic in a sense, you know, like tortured poets, you know how artists and poets are like, oh, you need to feel like you're brink of a death, you're tortured, so you can come up with like amazing art, you know.
And that's the trending topic right now on TikTok, where all the girls who are in a relationship are asking for a 2-hour breakup so you feel tortured that you can like really like
immerse
and embrace yourself in Taylor Swift's new album.
Yes.
They're all asking for just 2 hours, a 2-hour breakup.
But that's their pre-notion of it. But when you listen to it, it's not technically about breakup. It's like her way of like, she's not here to create another bop, another the singable happy thing.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's her way of like writing everything.
Right.
Fuck it if people like it or not. This is my way of to like, it is what it is. And then the manuscript is where she wrote everything. This is my story. Now, since it's released, it's up to you to interpret it. Yeah, it's yours now.
Say
it's
what
not
you
mine
will.
Anymore.
say what you will about Taylor Swift, lah, but I think that like, she's the most hardworking artist.
No, no, no. That's without any doubt, lah. Like the fact that you've managed to churn out 31 songs,
right? Will be followed by a world tour.
Yes, a world tour. Yeah.
And then after that, she's gonna take like a 2 month break or something like that, and then she's gonna start writing again.
Yeah.
The way it's just 18 months after she released Midnight's album.
Fuck. Wow. Well, I was just about to ask you like how long ago was it?
So she released Midnight. She released the previous album, which was Midnight.
Yes.
All right, and then obviously she went on promotions.
Promotion.
She went on tours and everything.
Yes.
And that would take up about a year.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And after that, it's about like say 5-6 months of writing and then releasing another 31.
Exactly. Yeah. Recording.
The recording, and basically she doesn't take off.
Basically,
if you look at the timeline, she doesn't take off.
Yeah, bear in mind, she was in the Eras tour like 3 months ago.
Exactly.
Right? No, barely 3 months ago, like a month ago.
She started her Eras tour in like early March last year.
What the fuck?
Now it's like April. She's still doing it. She has still Europe.
So you're telling me, right? In the middle of doing the Eras tour,
she wrote songs.
Yeah, she wrote songs. Yes. Not just 15 songs, 16 songs.
16 and then another
15. Yeah, so she wrote 31 songs while she was touring, while she was having to deal with Travis Kelce.
Oh, yes.
She went to watch football games.
Exactly. Oh, right? Yeah. She flew from Tokyo to all remember the way to, our discussion. Yeah. Like, is she going to attend or not? Yeah, she freaking
yeah,
did.
Yeah, she did. I mean, like, okay.
So that would mean there's no break for her like, because now the Eras tour is still ongoing.
Yeah.
So she dropped a new album while she's doing her Eras tour. Then after that, it's a few months of listening, few months of promotion.
Mm.
Then she has to schedule tours for
the next one.
Yeah, yeah, the next Europe ones, like the UK, Ireland, everything.
Okay, Azrina, you're listening. You're hearing this from somebody who used to like Taylor Swift, but I am a country Taylor Swift guy.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I love Teardrops from My Guitar. That's all I can say. Okay?
Okay.
When Drew looks at me, I cry. Okay. So anyways, I said that. okay.
I'm so proud of you, Henry.
I did not like the fact that she sold out.
All right.
I hated the fact that she sold out and I stopped listening to her completely.
I think she didn't personally for me in her defense, who am I to defend Taylor Swift, right?
In her I would
like,
say
I think she goes through all the genres.
She does.
Like she went country, she went pop.
She went pop.
She went rock.
Electronic pop.
Electronic pop. Yep. She went indie. Yep. She went lounge. Yep. Now she's going...
Also more like poetry music. It's like, what do you call that? It's like art. It's just like art music.
Okay.
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 And also pop still.
The only thing she hasn't done is house and rap. She did rap.
Reputation, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now the only thing she hasn't done is house.
Yeah. So
house I hope trance. Not. But she does have like this remixes where people like.
Then she get Cara Delevingne to talk about it.
she got like other DJs to like work with her like Cruel Summer, that's remix version and all that. But she doesn't really focus on house.
Okay, so here's my justification to it. Okay.
Okay, go for it.
I didn't like the fact that she sold out. I didn't like the fact that she was making a lot of money and she forgot about country music. But hearing this from you guys about Tortured Poets
department.
And how she actually dropped another 15 songs, which is fucking unheard of, right? From any artist, right? If you ask Queen to do it, I don't think Queen will ever do it, even if Freddie Mercury is still alive. But like the fact that she managed to drop so much and like she's doing this so concurrently with a lot of the things that she does, right? Being Travis Kelce's girlfriend.
It's like a side gig at most, lah.
Yeah, yeah, right. What, Travis Kelce's girlfriend?
Yeah. Side gig.
If anything, Travis Kelce's the bitch.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. If anything, yeah, Travis Kelce is a bitch.
She earns way more money than Travis Kelce does,
definitely.
For sure.
A billionaire just for music. Only.
Yeah, just for music, right? And so that gave me you coming into the Donola podcast has kind of refreshed my perspective on Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Like I wouldn't say that I still like her.
Okay.
I still say I'm still adamant that country Taylor Swift was the best Taylor Swift I've ever heard, right? It gave us pop, it gave us hits and like really unheard
Tim
of
McGraw
ones.
Tim McGraw was good. Actually, Tim McGraw was the pioneer of like Taylor Swift where people actually pay attention because Tim McGraw was it. The country, I would say, icon at that time.
Correct.
And she's like, you know
90s
what?
90s kids remember him.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm like, I like how she experiments because I grew up with her. Mm. So I'm an adult woman now. I'm definitely not gonna be like, but he's the reason for the not anymore. now that that's her new song will be like, you know what, just gonna fake it till I make it. And then be like, I'm miserable. And nobody knows it. She actually shouted in one of her songs, like, I'm miserable. So it's shit. So like, I'm depressed, but I act every day is my birthday.
She broke the fourth wall in one of her songs where like, I want to get pregnant.
Kidding.
But you should see the look on your faces.
The song called is like, But Daddy, I Love Him. I Love Him. So it's like, there's a line goes like, I want to have his baby. And then my face was like, and then, oh, okay, no, but you should look at your face.
Damn.
And I was like, damn, I got. Like pranked by
album,
Taylor Swift. Yeah, she's so unhinged in this album. Everything is out,
which is very interesting.
What's your defense of her country? What?
No. As in, like, in my defense on why I still don't, I'm very indifferent now. Like,
yeah.
I've been given a fresh perspective from a Swiftie.
Yeah.
Right.
You just don't like her because she sold out from country.
Yes.
But yeah, she sold out.
Yeah.
I mean, arenas and albums.
Yeah. I mean, like, great. Right now, I'm like happy that she sold out in a sense. But also at the same time, like, I really do miss Country Taylor.
Of course.
I really do miss Country Taylor. Like, that's the one thing that, like, when I was prepubescent, like 15, 16 years old, like, I would like fucking teardrops on my guitar, man.
Right.
Azrina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scale of 1 to 10, how good is this album?
Oh, shit, man. As someone who's been, like, depressed and be, like, all sparkly behind it, I would say like it's 9 out of 10.
Ooh.
Holy shit.
Ooh.
Because a true Swiftie's mouth, my friends.
Damn.
So there's this line, I feel like I don't normally do this because I have this I prefer to sleep with nothing on.
Okay.
But last night I just put
you wore clothes for the first time.
Bed. I have nothing as in like peace and quiet, like no sound at all, because I just need to sleep, right? Like for the first time of my life, I put my AirPods on, just listen everything on the loop, and I woke up at certain times like shit. There's a line called I'm a functional alcoholic.
Right.
At that point. So this person wrote love story. This is a love story and now write about substance and addiction to
Taylor
alcohol.
Taylor Swift is getting older.
And then
she's growing up with us. Yeah.
Yeah, going on. So I feel like as a 31-year-old who before this previously used substance to mask everything, to just like deal with it. Like, what is therapy? Let's go to the bar. So and also go to the school next day. I'll be like, okay. I'll be like, somewhere like until 11 p.m. show up for school as a teacher, you know, guys, be responsible.
Wow. But at least you have something to talk to your students about.
I mean, it just brings out like shit, they know, she's they dealing
know,
with this.
Do they know that you're a Swiftie, a true Swiftie?
Who?
For sure.
Your kids, your students,
of course,
for sure.
They call me Miss Taylor.
There we go.
Highest level of respect and recognition right there.
Yeah, because they pick up on everything. Because like, sometimes I put Taylor Swift on the background, but every time I have class, I'll just change it. And they're like, oh, Miss Azrina, you like Taylor Swift? I like Taylor Swift too. This is my favorite song. Like, it's nice. It's nice to like just talk to the kids.
Yeah.
And then yesterday I had class and the class ended like 12:20. The album drops at 12.
Ooh.
And one of the students like actually interrupts me. Like, Miss Azrina, are you not going to listen to the album right now? Because it's already 12. I'm like, I'll do it after the class. No, you should listen to it now. And everybody like, let's listen to it. And I'm like, I don't think it's best for me to play it because there's explicit stuff. Yeah. I don't know what it's going to be about.
Right.
She curses a lot now. So I just like, probably.
Because she grew up.
Exactly. She's a 35-year-old woman.
She's 35?
She was born in 1989.
Oh, she's 1 year younger.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for 36 now.
You're 36?
Yeah, this year.
So it means that when he was doing SPM, we were only from one. Yeah. Small fries.
This year. I'm not ready to... I lost count. Like, honestly, when people ask me, like, Hazi, what's your age? I'm like,
I don't care.
Mid-30s, like that. Because, like,
30s are freaking great. I love it.
Because after 31, actually, yes, I just stopped counting.
You're just like Mariah then. Oh. I stopped counting since like I hit 17.
or like wait till Christmas and then she comes back.
Yeah.
I love the fact that Mariah actually, now we are at the era where
it's Mariah and Michael Bublé.
Yeah, like they are starting to get like conscious about it. So mm-hmm. people are like, fuck, we are seeing the era where they are calling us out on our bullshit in the sense that every time we make fun of her, like Michael Bublé is like, oh, every Christmas he comes out of the cave and starts singing Christmas songs. Mariah Carey will come out from
Defrost.
Where the fuck, yeah, right? And they did it this time. Right?
Yeah.
And they did it this time and like they called it out and they were like, yeah, I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to make myself into the meme.
It.
Yeah, I'm going to milk it. And I was like, well, it took you 10 years. Right? Only took you 10 years to realize like what, like, oh, we've been making fun of you for 10 years about what you do in Christmas. But the fact that old musicians are doing this is what I feel like it's amazing about the world today. Mm-hmm. Right? Like the fact that when we grew up, we were laughing, then suddenly they just like, ha, in your face.
Exactly.
Like, oh, what do we do about this now?
And the way that we grew up, everything is through tabloids.
Yeah.
Like, they are super, like, not really publicize their life or whatever. Mm-hmm. So now they're just like, they have social media, they can just like be who they want to be.
Yeah, and that's the best part about today's social media, especially TikTok, because like everybody's attention span.
Yeah,
like,
people are doing stuff.
Yeah, like we swipe it. What is Mariah Carey doing?
Has something to say.
Do you? I'm just listening.
Yeah,
he's just like have something.
No lah, it's the inescapable eventual journey towards death.
We are going through the same journey, I guess. Like, we've seen in hell.
Yeah.
Mine's on the 8th level, by the way.
But talking about, like, celebrities that are just milking their memes and everything, right? There's only, like, I realized that J-Lo is, like, so out of touch with reality.
She is!
Oh, yeah,
she
is!
Did you check it out? Did you check the movie out?
I checked like some parts, like, oh, I used to live here, and then I'm Jennifer Lopez.
And then the old guy's like, who the fuck are you?
Who the fuck are you? I was like, yeah. And I remember this one time, like, she released a song and she's like, oh, do this challenge of my song, and nobody does it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is exactly what I feel about boomers who think that TikTok is that platform.
Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly what I think about when old bosses come to me and say, we should do a TikTok about this.
Is that?
And I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Let's do it. Let's show you how irrelevant you are in the fucking society right now. Mm-hmm. I have managed personal experience being doing TikTok for the last 5 years, not producing the content for it, right? Was that I think for the first 3 years of my life, doing TikTok was just proving old people wrong.
Okay.
In a sense that
we love it.
Like they will say, like, you should do this, make a challenge because people will pick up on it because it's TikTok.
Oh, definitely.
Right? And I'm like, sure. I'll take the fall by you saying that, oh, it wasn't effective enough because you didn't think of a better content. But that was my way of saying, I'm going to prove you a point that it doesn't work.
Okay.
Like my whole 3 years doing TikTok back then was literally proving people wrong. In a sense that you think it's going to work, it's never going to work. Right? The moment you give it any hope of it going to any sense of virality, that's when TikTok will go, you're wrong.
Right.
You are absolutely wrong. There's a purple haired mod kid who's at the back saying that I don't like your content. And you have they have every full fucking control to tell you what content goes on FYP and what doesn't.
Of course.
Right.
It's all about the algorithm.
Yeah, and I've been like telling them like constantly. And now that I'm working in a younger company there and they understand it, I was like, alright, I don't have to show you anymore. Like, back then I was just like, I'm gonna prove you wrong. Like, really prove you wrong.
And it's very like satisfying.
Oh yeah. I had a boss before I got retrenched. I had this boss who she self-proclaimed to be a TikToker.
Oh no,
fuck.
But she was doing cringe content, like really cringe content. And
how
I was
cringe,
like,
is cringe
on a scale of 1 to 10? One being like, all right, I'll tolerate this. Mm-hmm. To 10 being like, fuck me, get me away from this right now.
Yeah.
Bleach my eyes. It's 10.
It's 10.
Like you could visibly feel your face muscles just going.
Oh no.
Yeah, that kind of cringe.
Are you
talking
TikTok dancers?
No, not even TikTok dancers. She's just doing skits, yeah.
Oh shit.
Right? Right?
Yeah, right?
But I love those kind of because like it's so cringe and sometimes I just get.
But not from a boomer.
Yeah. It's like I mean, like, the real TikTok sketch artists who are actually comedic writers and stuff like that, they really execute it very well. But mm-hmm. a lot of people have this wrong idea of, like, oh, if they can do a sketch, I can do a sketch too. But there's a craft to it. But because old people think that, oh, if they can do it, I think I can do it too. And then they prove you one time, like, I did it. See, I want to do it again.
Right.
And then that's what happens. Right.
I have this, like, dislike of all these, like, Karens on TikTok who are, like, just...
Her name was Karen, too.
Oh, shit.
Because they banyak Karena.
Ah. You heard it here, huh?
Okay. What's your hate with these Karens?
When they record themselves telling people about their day in, like, an over-exaggerated way and, like, no one wants to hear about your day, bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm, really. Mm-hmm. It's like they create a character of a son and a daughter, and then he's like, "Mommy, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with today? Hi, yeah, you know, like, this person did this. Oh yeah, you shouldn't be nice."
Those I can tolerate a bit lah.
No, I can't tolerate at all.
For me, it's like, guys, you will never believe what happened to me. So I was in the grocery store, blah, blah, blah. I just shut the fuck up, lah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when people, like, say something like, oh, we don't care. And then another video comes out like, if you don't like it, just scroll away, you know, like.
My content is not made for everyone and I understand it.
You will never believe what happened to me. Bet I can guess what happened to you.
I'll put $100.
Give me time.
Now. Yeah.
Just drop this. And I'll stitch it later. And I'll list all the things. If I'm right, repost.
See? Yeah, old people should not be on TikTok. They should enjoy TikTok the way it should be enjoyed. Mm-hmm. Just by doom scrolling. How many times have I caught myself doom scrolling? A lot. Like yesterday, I was supposed to rush the article. I was supposed mm-hmm. to be done. I'm done. But I told myself, I gave myself a target of 3 p.m. You know what happened? What? I doom scrolled for 2 hours.
Oh, I understand.
And I was like, oh, fuck. I looked at the time, I was like, oh, no. I've got to rush this article now. Like, fuck.
Like, the world is on pause, but it's still moving.
Yeah.
But you're just, like, there. Doom scrolling. I get you. Yeah. It happens to me a lot.
Okay, so before we wrap up today's episode, why not we take suggestions from our listeners?
Sure.
You've drafted some. Okay, so I'll just take one. But this is something that I feel like we'll ask again when we have Kyle on. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you have listened to our previous episodes before, this is another one of the Don't Know Our Podcast lore. Our guests have purposes.
Okay.
Right? Brian, when he comes on, he's the comedic relief, apart from what we have. And he will give us random facts that from a book. He has a book about a random facts. About random facts.
It was a Christmas gift, right?
Yeah, it was a Christmas gift. And the book's name was Why Chickens Have Legs. I think the book's name was that. And other random facts people need to know, right? And that's where our inspiration for random facts you don't need to know comes from. And his facts were really, really good. And we will usually have a nice riff to it. Alfred is just an idiot. So we bring him on, right? But he uses perspective on certain things like the Chinese market,
mm-hmm.
right? And we have Kyle. Our mm-hmm. good friend Kyle, right? Kyle is our resident state persona giver.
Oh, nice.
State persona giver. So every episode that we have Kyle on, 2 episodes, we would bring him on. And twice now, we have had questions about how this state would be like in a situation. So for example, we had how states are as women.
Okay.
And how states are as party goers. Okay? So this question... It's a little bit different, but we will try and do it in a different way where Kyle can answer it when he comes on next. But this question states, do singles from different states face different kinds of dating and relationship challenges?
I would assume so. Mm.
Okay, so let's take an example. I know Selangor's one, okay. Especially if you're from Subang Jaya, the drama comes to you.
Yeah.
So for some reason, this guy's ex would just come over to you. It's like, you took my guy away, and then you're like, I'm just here.
What's that term that they coin? Subang Chinese girls, Xialong Bao, XLL. What is it?
That I've never heard. I've that never one.
Heard Xiao Ling that. Xiao Ling Ling or some shit like
Xiao
that.
Mei Mei.
Xiao Mei Mei.
Xiao Ling Ling. Xiao Long Bao.
Xiao Long Bao. Xiao Ling Ling. Racist as fuck.
But at least you got it.
XMM, right?
XMM, yeah. Xiao Mei Mei.
What does that mean?
So Xiao Mei Mei, no, but actually,
little sister, is it?
Yeah, like a little girl.
Oh, little girl.
So essentially, what they're saying is that these cute Chinese girls, they're cute little girls, that's why they're called Xiao Mei Meis. And usually the people who say that these girls are Xiao Mei Meis are older guys. Like, maybe like our age,
right,
who see college kids now and they call them xiaomimeis. Okay, xiaomimeis. That's why they call xiaomimeis, because like you know for a fact that they're too young for you, but you try because they're cute, right? So that's why they're called xiaomimeis.
Oh,
it's kind of like a term of endearment, but the girls don't know it.
Slango.
Mm.
Slango. If they were single girl dating, she would be thirsty as fuck because there's always no water.
Masalah air Selangor.
Kelantan would look for an older guy.
Sarawak would be wild.
Oh, Sarawak. Which is ironic because they're very chill people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess they're just compensating right now at this point. Right. Sabah will remember a grudge.
Yeah.
Those are the dramatic women.
Mm-hmm.
Or the dramatic men.
Kelantan, you will never understand what they're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. That is the number one for me.
Terengganu are beach girls.
Terengganu are beach girls.
Terengganu are beach girls.
Of course.
Azrina, give us a state. What do you think? What do you have in mind?
Like Kelantan.
Okay, Kelantan. Who? How would they be like?
We're victims, ah. So I mean, what?
What? They drink probably a lot of teh o, kopi o, straight from the pipe. Is it lager? No, it's just another
teh. Trigger warning.
Trigger warning.
110. You won't hear it, but when you hear it back, you're gonna be pissed off.
No,
I hope they don't catch that, la. Hey. That was a bit of a stretch.
Okay, I'm gonna hear it, and I'm gonna like, oh.
No,
whoa,
no.
Where did that come from?
I've.
It's just like when Taylor dropped her 15 songs.
Oh, I become unhinged. Oh, she's unhinged. I'm unhinged. No. Okay.
Kuala Lumpur girls will always look for white men.
Yes.
For some reason, I have extended family that somehow ended up with a Kelantanese partner. So I'm like, where'd you guys go?
Where do you guys go?
Yeah, I mean, like, how do you guys find these people? I mean,
most of the time, entrepreneurs in KL.
But then I'm from Sha'alam. There's a lot of Kelantanese in Sha'alam. Exactly. So they say that Sha'alam is Kelantan 2.0.
Yeah, it is.
Come on, man. But the food.
It's so
the tom yum shops.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But I don't understand them. So I usually have a friend sit down and, like, okay, look. Like,
akak tom yum.
Yeah, like for me, right? Like, I would consider myself a little bit more Malay in terms of, like, I'm able to speak to you guys in like KL slang, right? I can, right? But that is compensated because I can't speak Chinese, right? So I have a lot more Malay friends back then, and my slang all comes to them. I don't like ini macam punya saya mau cakap. No. I don't have that, right? So I would assume that like I have hit universal Malay status in terms of being able to speak that way and understanding how they speak that way. And then I met Kelantanese people, and I went, I have a lot more to learn than I thought.
Mm-hmm. No, it's when you meet Kelantanese people, it's just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because like, even for us Malays that are like not Kelantanese, they're like,
why do you have to be special?
What?
Exactly.
Why? What gives you the right to be special? Huh? Why you have to sound like that? Huh? Why you make Sha'alam Sha'ale? Huh?
Sha'ale.
You know, my friend was like, my friend's Kedahan, right? So he told me, he went back to Kedah.
Yep.
And he was getting accounts from his friends who are staying in Sha'alam.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And he was like, oh, Sha'ale, minggu ni dah jadi Sha'alam.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Kelantanese all went back.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow.
Oh, Raya Haji is like, suddenly Sha'alam is like empty. Because they're all balik kampung.
Yeah, yeah, correct.
And they're stuck in a jam for 23 hours.
Of course. Yeah. Oh, damn. Mm. Okay. Anyway, I found out, probably not all, but somehow people I met are Kelantanese are swingers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's new. Is Bibi Yusof a swinger? Hey, no, not Bibi Yusof. This is a Kelantanese. Niloufa. Is she Kelantanese?
We don't know that. She's Kelantanese.
She's Kelantanese, right?
Like she would have like I don't know lah about the persona that like so I had this friend
persona non grata.
I had this friend like is neck deep into all this like Malay celebrity gossip.
Ooh,
which
neck deep, huh?
Could give two fucks about lah because she's in the entertainment industry,
right?
So like
right.
She knows all the
people
lah, like so she tells me like Niloufa has this persona where like in front of people like she's very KL kind of thing and everything, and but at home she's like
full on Kelantan,
of course,
full Kichi.
Full on Kelantan, man.
Yeah, like for me I only know Kelantanese as bundle sellers.
Oh no.
Back during COVID they had a lot of lives.
That's true.
It was always a Kelantanese guy going demo what something bare. I cannot remember already what was the fucking word they used for the fucking
teh obeng.
Teh obeng.
I learned a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you know, I'm not sure you guys know this, probably like everybody knows, but people don't talk about it. Like if you have pineapple stickers and it's upside down, means like
Yeah. So where can we see these pineapple stickers on the cars?
Around here, like the cars, at the back.
Okay.
And like, oh, there's a why is the pineapple upside down?
Because
so it's just letting people know.
Because we're gonna fuck each other.
Yeah.
Give me your wife.
We're pretty much open. Yeah.
Yeah. Give me your wife.
Yeah, but husband looks cute. Wife,
yeah.
I mean, it's not a new thing, la. Lot of Malaysians are swingers, what?
I don't know about this, man.
Oh, don't?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm monogamous, so I don't know. Like, I really don't know.
Yeah, there's a whole community of them.
The more I know people, the more, like, my mind was just like, oh, like, interesting.
Like, even when I was single, and I would go on to OkCupid, or maybe Tinder. Yeah, maybe Tinder. And they'll usually have these, like, ads, I would say, because these people have the same modus operandi and they will just copy and paste everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, we're a swinger couple, you know,
right,
match with us and then we'll talk more about like swinging and stuff like that. And I'm like, I don't see myself doing it, I guess.
Yeah, I don't see myself doing it
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's like, I don't feel
comfortable. I mean, I respect that.
Like I always like imagine.
I respect that.
You respect that. You respect swingers. Okay, yeah. okay. Fair enough, fair enough.
Okay, yeah.
Like, I cannot imagine myself giving a high five to another guy while we're doing a spit roast. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like spit roast. No, it's so weird. It's really weird. Like I know you've had experiences before, but like for me, it's like, no, can you imagine like you're dogging the girl and your line of sight is not there. Then you look up, it's just a guy.
Don't
you're like,
look at the guy.
Then what am I supposed to look at?
Exactly. Close your eyes.
And look down la. The only time a guy will ever need to look up while he's penetrating is if his dick is like 8 inches long.
Okay, fair enough.
For us Asians, you have to know what you're doing.
Yeah, correct. For me, it's like I'm imagining myself in the situation.
I like that.
And I'm closing my eyes, and my bro talks to me. He goes like, "Hey, bro, why are you closing your eyes?" It's like, "I'm just going to a happy place."
Isn't this your happy place?
You know? It is, but I'm just going to a further happy place.
Imagine you close your eyes, suddenly your mouth is open with another dick. Welcome to your happy place. Taste it.
He's bull queer, but like the girl, the wife is his beard.
Oh shit.
And then while you're like having a swinging session and you're doing the wife, suddenly the husband's like, oh, yeah, let me take this opportunity.
His eyes are closed. His eyes are closed.
Exactly. You know, you never know. Don't close your eyes.
Fuck.
Oh, this is so cool. Oh, what are you doing? What are you doing?
You can barely talk then.
What am I doing? I don't know. Honey, suck my dick.
Go. Oh man, that took a turn. I mean, Henry, do it.
And she's traumatized for life. They're not even having sex because like they're just a beard couple.
Yeah.
And you're the actual victim. Guys pegging you from the back while you're doing a girl with these girls.
No.
Yeah. Oh my god, I imagine that.
This is the actual arrangement, Henry.
Yeah.
This is the actual arrangement.
Oh my
god. We just baited you thinking there's gonna be a threesome, but no. No, you're the bitch in this relation in this session.
You're gonna get pegged.
Watch me write 16 albums. Watch me write an album with 16 songs and talk about 15 about it. But that 15 songs are about being the victim of a threesome.
I was pegged by another guy. Dude, I can write a song for you now. Let's go.
Shit, Henry. You didn't know what you were getting into.
I close my eyes and then ask myself why.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
And during the meetup to discuss the swinging session, they never revealed to you what their relationship was.
Fuck.
You just went into it thinking that, we're going to double team a girl.
Yeah.
But no, Henry, they're gonna double team you.
Shut up.
Oh my god, imagine you actually liked it at the end of the day. Like, that wasn't so bad.
I mean, I don't know.
And then at one point in the session where you're getting pegged, the girl just leaves. So it's just you and the guy.
Hey man, that's not a threesome anymore. This is not part of the agreement. We didn't agree to this. You're supposed to be here.
I mean, we're athletes. Probably extra protein is best.
Not when it's up the ass.
Oh, that's true.
It's supposed to be consumed.
Internally.
Not soak through the rectum.
Orally.
Then you're like, oh, it's supposed like you're supposed to consume the sperm for protein. Well, not with my penis. You know, it's like 10 inches long. It'll get to your stomach some way. Somehow.
Damn, penetrate that. Bro, I like how this conversation took a turn, probably trigger warning towards the end.
What were we talking about?
I have no idea.
Swingers.
Oh yeah, swingers. Yeah, yeah. You know what? Just fucking end it there, lah. You know. What the hell?
Henry is now gay.
Oh shit.
Oh, bisexual.
Not even curious at this point right now. I don't even know what the hell is going on. Then, confused.
Then by bisexual.
And when I put my status. Put my status as confused, but it's not the confused that a lot of people thought it is. It's just confused by that one incident that happened.
Yeah,
I don't know whether I like ass or not. Like, I don't know anymore.
So after that session, like instead of participating in a constant swing session with this couple, you're now with the guy.
Oof.
Yeah, and the beard wife allows it.
The beard wife. Yeah. The mustache wife.
The mustache wife.
The mustache.
Because that's
wife.
What they call them, beards, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
they're
covering for the guy.
Yes, yeah. That's right. Anyways, we're gonna end it there and yep. let you guys have your imaginations take over.
It's like Taylor Swift, you know. I just drop 15 songs and then okay.
Yeah, come back
you.
For a surprise episode with that guy that I fucked.
We'll have him on as a guest. we're married now.
Okay. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you guys so much. If you want to send us your suggestions, like this one. I don't think we cover all the states, but don't worry.
We'll have Cal do it.
But when the time comes, send us your suggestions, send us your random topics to talk about. We'll be back, I don't know when, for the next episode. Find us on our socials. Facebook, Instagram. I'm sorry, I'm thinking about that. This took me
off.
Oh
my god.
That took me off guard. Like, what the fuck? Okay, but yeah, I'll go back and think about it. Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Hi, welcome to the Donola podcast. If you're listening to this, don't forget to like and subscribe to us on a YouTube channel that we have not created yet. When you find this voice note with this soothing voice in the sound of rain, which has not come and arrived yet because Mother Nature is being a bitch, you can sit down and listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your favorite podcasting platforms, whether it be Breaker, whether it be Overcast, whether it be Radio Public. If you want to drop us suggestions, we are a fully interactive show, though we don't interact with you face to face. We would like you to send us your weirdly specific questions, your weird opinions, your weird suggestions to us at our social media platforms at Donola Podcast on both Facebook and Instagram. Our Facebook page is dying because nobody uses Facebook anymore except for old people, and we're trying to reach out to the younger audience. Because of that, you can give us a like on Facebook as pity. And if you do like us on Instagram, you can like us, like our videos, like the highlights that comes out every day, or not every day, but 2 to 3 days, depending on how lazy Henry is on that week. Just have fun. We've also put in a link tree where you can find our forms made from Google Forms. Thank you, Google. You can also find us there. You can put in anything. You can ask us anything. You can tell us anything. You can give us an opinion about anything. Just put it there. Because we desperately need people to keep our show alive. We're dying here. We're trying to make money. Why are you not giving us money? Please. For the love of God, just give me money. We need money to survive. We don't want to work our day jobs anymore. Hazik has a cat to feed. His name is also Henry.